Kevin slung the duffel bag over his shoulder and jammed the purple chips into his pockets. The dealer was watching him carefully.
You sure you don't want me to color up?
Maybe the man sensed that something wasn't right. Kevin was about to toss him a tip when he caught sight of the suits. Three of them, coming around the nearest craps table. Big, burly men with narrow eyes. No time for niceties.
That's okay, Kevin said, backing away from the table. I like the way they jiggle around in my pants.
He turned and darted through the casino. He knew they were watching him from above, the eyes in the sky, but he doubted they would make a scene. They were just trying to protect their money. Still, he didn't want to take any chances. If the suits caught up to him, well, everyone had heard the stories. Backrooms, intimidation tactics, sometimes even violence. No matter how many makeovers the town got, deep down, this was still Vegas. Tonight, Kevin was lucky. He made it outside without incident, blending into the ever-present flow of tourists on the brightly lit strip. A minute later, he was sitting on a bench at a neon-drenched cab stand across the street. The duffel bag was on his lap. The redhead from inside dropped onto the bench next to him, lighting herself a cigarette. Her hands were shaking. That was too fucking close. They came straight out of the elevators. They must have been upstairs watching the whole time. Kevin nodded. He was breathing hard. His chest was soaked in sweat. There was no better feeling in the world. Think we should quit for the night? The girl asked. Kevin smiled at her. Let's try the Stardust. My face is still good there. He put both hands on the duffel bag, feeling the stacks of bills inside. A little over $1 million, all in hundreds. Kevin's bankroll, partially financed by the shadowy investors who recruited him 6 months before. They trained him in mock casinos set up in ratty apartments, abandoned warehouses, even MIT classrooms. Then they had set him loose on the neon strip. Most of his friends were back at school, taking tests, drinking beer, arguing about the Red Sox. He was in Las Vegas, living the high life on $1 million of someone else's money. Sooner or later, it might all come crashing down. But Kevin didn't really care. He hadn't invented the system. He was just one of the lucky few, smart enough, to pull it off.